sermon is based on the gospel reading that I just read. It's called Jesus' Hope for Humanity. And as we prepare to hear God's word and let him apply it to our lives, let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are the one who is our hope, even in hopeless situations. Thank you for the love and the grace and the healing power that you show to us. We pray that your Holy Spirit would open our hearts and our ears to trust in you and to believe your promises. In your name we pray. Amen. Tonight's gospel reading begins with a desperate request. A desperate request from a man whose young daughter, whose 12-year-old daughter, is dying. Jairus comes to Jesus and he says probably some of the most poignant words in all of Scripture. My little daughter is dying. I am a father. I am a father of daughters. And I know that if something were happening to one of my daughters and that she were dying, I would do whatever it takes in order for her to be able to get better. In fact, just in the last few weeks, we have faced significant illness in our family. And I will do whatever I can to help my daughter get better. And that's what Jairus is like. He comes to Jesus. He begs Jesus to come and lay his hand on his daughter so that his daughter may be healed and live. It's a desperate request. He says, please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. Now, there's a very key word here, and we're going to zoom in on that one, and it's the word healed. The word in Greek has the root word sozo, which is actually the word that is also translated as saved. Come and lay your hands on my daughter so that she will be saved and she will live. Now, we often think of salvation in terms of being forgiven our sins in order that we can go to heaven when we die. But the word sozo actually has a much wider and broader range of meanings, and it includes being saved, being physically healed, as this request is for, and also to be made whole. And certainly when the New Testament uses this word sozo, it's not just about going to heaven when we die. It's about being made well and whole and being healed now as well. And that's what Jairus requests of Jesus. Come and lay your hand on my daughter so that she may be healed. And Jesus graciously accepts Jairus' request. Basically, Jairus is saying to Jesus, you are my only hope. I've tried everything else, and I'm going to keep trying because I want my daughter to live. It reminds me a little bit of that scene in the original Star Wars movie where R2-D2 projects the little figure of Princess Leia saying, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. Well, that's what Jairus is saying to Jesus. Jesus, you are my only hope. So Jesus went with him, the Bible says. And it's while they're on this journey that the next significant thing in our Bible reading happens. By the way, these are not the actual footprints of Jesus. As you can probably tell, they've got some kind of tread on the sole. So I doubt that's what his footprints really look like. But it's as they're on that journey that something else happens. A woman comes up to Jesus and she engages in a desperate act. The gospel says that this was a woman who had suffered with constant bleeding for 12 years. Now, I find that impossible to imagine what that would be like, how devastating and difficult that would be. But it also says that she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. This picture is a very poignant image of what life might have been like for this woman. With the condition that she had in first century society, she would have been cut off from human contact. She wouldn't have been allowed to go out in public. And so even the act of coming to approach Jesus in the crowd would have taken great courage for her to overcome her shame and her fear. This woman has been isolated. She has had pretty much her identity removed. She's become an anonymous woman. And she's lost community. The Levitical laws say that if a woman was bleeding, she was actually unclean and she was not allowed to touch anyone, or they might become unclean too. Imagine the kind of stigma that is attached to that kind of condition. And yet this woman comes up to Jesus in the crowd and she says, if I just touch his garment, I will be healed. It's a desperate act. She has to overcome all sorts of barriers in order to be able to approach Jesus like that. If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Once again, that is a statement that Jesus is her only hope. He's the only one who will be able to sozo her, to save her. It's the same word as Jairus uses for his daughter. She wants bodily healing. She wants to be made well. But Jesus has so much more in mind for her. And the exchange that happens is a really interesting one. It's a very gracious response by Jesus to this woman who has been so isolated. Jesus insists on finding out who it is that has touched him. And Mark chapter 5 says this. You see the people crowding around you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembling with fear, think of all that stigma, all that shame, all that fear, she is terrified. But she tells him the whole truth. Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Jesus addresses her tenderly, beautifully, daughter, an expression of great love and gentleness. He lifts her face. He looks her in the eyes. This woman has been cut off from human contact for 12 long years. He restores her humanity. Jesus restores her into community. He gives her back her identity. No longer is she cut off from God and cut off from people. Jesus has restored her. He's brought her back into the human family. And even more importantly than that, he's brought her back into God's family. Because a woman in this condition would not have been able to go to worship at the temple because she was unclean. So Jesus wants more than just physical healing for the woman. He wants her to be sozoed, to be made whole in all of the senses of the word, including to be restored in community. It's a gracious response by Jesus. Daughter, your faith has healed you. It's tender. It's loving. Her faith is in the fact that she recognizes that Jesus is her only hope. He's the only one who can heal her and restore her from being cut off. Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace More than just being freed from your illness, Jesus wants her to go in peace, to be restored as the person that God has made her to be, and be freed from your suffering. And it's while this is happening, and I love this about Mark, it's so urgent, it all happens so instantaneously. It's while Jesus is saying these words to the woman that the men come to Jairus and they say, your daughter's dead, don't bother the teacher anymore. How incredibly insensitive is that? It's like, how devastating would those words be to hear? But Jesus says to Jairus, he ignores what they say, he says, don't be afraid, just believe. This believe means to have faith. It's exactly the same word as the woman who has faith in Jesus when Jesus says to her, your faith has made you well. And faith is not some kind of thing that we pluck out of the air. Faith is a dedicated trust in a trustworthy person. Jesus has shown himself to be trustworthy. He's shown that he is the one who can help Jairus and his daughter. And basically, Jesus is saying to Jairus, trust me. I've got this. It's under control. You don't have to worry about death and sickness for your daughter. I have those things under control. Fear and faith are opposites. We often think of doubt and faith as being opposite to one another, but actually, the biggest killer of our faith is fear. And that's why Jesus says, don't be afraid, just believe. He brings salvation and restoration. He goes into the family's house. He kicks everyone else out, all of the people who are kind of there helping the family to mourn. And he says, the child's not dead, just sleeping. And they all laugh at him. They know what death is like. But Jesus also knows that death is not the end. He restores the girl not only to life, but also to her family and her community. The only people that he allows in that room are the parents of that little girl, Jairus and his wife. And he steps into their grief and he overcomes the power of sickness and death for her. So this is a great story from the Gospel of Mark. But what's it got to do with our lives? Jesus is, in the end, our only hope for the things that really matter. You see, in humanity, we are God's children. We are God's sons and daughters. But we are suffering from a fatal condition that not only leads to death, but isolates us from God and each other, just like Jairus' daughter, just like the woman who had that condition. The Bible calls it sin and says that the wages of sin is death. We are dying. But just like Jairus would do whatever it takes for his daughter to be healed, just like I would do whatever it takes for my daughter to get well, God the Father will do whatever it takes to save us, to sozo us, to make us whole and holy. God wants more for us and better for us than we can imagine for ourselves. Like the woman who touched Jesus' robe in order that she might be freed of her physical suffering, and that's all that she wanted, but Jesus wanted so much more. Jesus wants to sozo us. And only Jesus is the one who deals with sin, that fatal sickness that we have that leads to death. He deals with your sin and mine when he goes to the cross to shed his own blood. That's how far God the Father will go for the sake of his beloved children. Only Jesus deals with death. To him, death is nothing but a sleep. And he can wake people from that sleep. He has the power over death as he shows us through his resurrection. Only Jesus restores us in community with God and through God with others. That's what God wants for us, is our complete and total salvation, dealing with sin, dealing with death, and restoring us in community. Whatever your situation may be, however tough things may be, Jesus says to you, trust me, I've got this. I love you more than you can possibly imagine. I want better for you than you can think of for yourself. Jesus says, don't be afraid. There's nothing in the end that can separate you from God's love for you through Jesus. Jesus says, child of God, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. That's what it means to be saved. That's why Jesus is hope for humanity. Hope for me, hope for you, and hope for everyone who is willing to put their trust in him. Thanks be to God for his salvation of us, his soter of us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.